Setting limits and boundaries in your business helps to prevent burnout, especially if you're a solopreneur and you're doing everything in your business on your own. You need to take time to enjoy your personal life as well, but many business owners have a hard time delegating or allowing others to help. I get it. I know it's hard to ask for help, but when you own your own business, you need to decide where your strengths and weaknesses are. In today's podcast episode, you'll learn about setting boundaries in your business so that you're able to always be the best you can be for your business. Setting limits is a skill that many of the most successful business owners master, and it doesn't matter if you're a self-employed individual, a solopreneur, entrepreneur, mompreneur, freelancer, small business owner, bookkeeper, or virtual assistant. We'll talk about how you can lower your stress level and enjoy your life, even when you own your own business. If you're a business owner who wants to take your business to the next level, whether you're starting a business, you're building your business, or you're serious about growing your business, I want to invite you to work with me so that you can meet your goals in the most accelerated, streamlined, and efficient way possible that also aligns with your life and the impact that you want to make with your business. As a CPA, business strategist, and coach, I've created two options for you to choose from when you work with me. The first is my Mastering Your Small Business Finances Profit Lab. You can learn more about the Profit Lab by going to financialadventure.com/profit. Or, if you like the idea of working with me on a more private, one-on-one basis, you can schedule a free consultation session where we'll go over where you currently are in your business and where you'd like to see yourself and your business in the future. During this session, we'll begin to map out the steps you need to take to achieve your goals. I'm helping my clients start their businesses, become more profitable, set strategies to move their business forward, and take control of their business and their finances while allowing them the balance and ability to enjoy their personal lives by utilizing business strategy, coaching, mentorship, and support. You can schedule your session today by going to financialadventure.com and clicking on the Work With Me button. By taking action in your business, you'll achieve your goals. By keeping everything simple, you'll avoid confusion and overwhelm. You'll understand your business finances, your next steps, and you'll follow through with the vision that you have for your business. My goal is to help you dream big, follow your heart, and love what you do. You're listening to the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast, where we get straight to the point on topics that ultimately affect your bottom line. That's right, as an entrepreneur with a small business, money management, growth, marketing, they all affect your bottom line. I'm your host, Chris Ponick. I'm a certified public accountant, and I've been helping small business owners like you navigate and easily understand these complicated topics for over 25 years. I'm a wife, a mom, a grandmother, and a small business owner myself, so I know your time is valuable. In my free time, I make the best sugar cookies and have mastered an amazing chocolate chip cookie recipe. And that's not just my opinion. You're in the right place. I promise your time will be well spent here. Each week, you'll gain confidence and clarity while making a successful impact on your business and grow your bottom line. Get comfy, grab a cookie, and let's get straight to the point with this week's episode. Welcome back. Today, we'll focus on setting limits and boundaries in your business. When you're just getting your business started, there may be times when you feel like you need to do all the tasks in your business, even if you don't feel like you're qualified to do the work. This may happen because you don't have the additional funds to hire or get the help that you need, but I want you to know that this is not something that you should plan on doing for the duration of your business. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses is the first step that you should take in your business so that you know where you should start getting the help that you need when you're able to afford it. When you're aware of the help that you're going to need, you can begin to think about precisely the type of person that you would like to have on your team from the beginning. When you're ready to hire or outsource these tasks, you'll be fully aware of the help that will propel your business forward. Until you're ready to hire or grow your team, you want to ensure that you're taking advantage of technology to save you time and money. Even if there's a small price to pay for the technology that will help you, compare that price to the value of the time that you'll be saving by making this investment. Take some time to really think about what your time is worth. Many business owners don't feel that their time has any value since there isn't a dollar amount tied to it. But every business owner needs to understand how much their time is worth to make smart decisions in their business. You might be surprised at just how valuable your time is. Next, create a standard process for the tasks that you do in your business whenever you can. Once you've created these standard processes, you can fine-tune them so that you can again save yourself more of your valuable time. This will also come in handy when you begin to grow your team, since they'll have the exact steps that you want your new help to do so that they can complete the tasks that you're currently doing in a very similar manner. I want you to grab your calendar and schedule free time for yourself so that you have blocked off time for yourself and you're able to enjoy these moments every single day. That's right, I said schedule your free time. By doing this, you'll be able to think much clearer when you get back to working in your business. Enjoying some time for yourself or spending time with your family and friends will also help reduce your stress levels. By taking a step away from your business, you can start each day with an open mind and ready to jump back into running your business. Make sure you set your boundaries and create a work-life balance that you're happy with. I want you to create a business that you enjoy, not a business that is running your life. Imagine having a system in place where you spend less time buried in paperwork and more time doing what you love. That's where I help my clients. They're able to have proper processes in place, understand why they're following through with these processes, and they have more peace of mind when it comes to their business. Striking a balance between the demands of running a business and maintaining a fulfilling personal life is an art. It's about creating an environment where you can thrive and support the lifestyle you want. By being proactive and setting up efficient processes, you can ensure a smoother, more enjoyable year end, and you'll be prepared to file any necessary filings with the IRS. By working with me, you'll change more than just your bookkeeping processes. Like many of the clients I've worked with, you'll go from not knowing how to get through all the stressful situations or being unprepared to being totally in control of exactly what you're choosing to get done at the time you want to have it accomplished by, all while knowing you're doing enough and you're able to enjoy your business and your personal life. I help clients just like you with strategy, mentorship, and coaching. When you work with me, you'll show up much more differently than you do today. And after all, this is ultimately what you want in your life, right? You can be stress-free in both your professional and your personal life. Come and join me. When I work with clients throughout the year, they're able to reduce their stress and overwhelm, understand how to master their small business finances, develop solutions to grow their bottom line, and create a work-life balance that they truly enjoy. I encourage you to take the next step by signing up for a free consultation where I'm going to teach you the first step in my process so that you can eliminate stress, overwhelm, or overworking in your professional or your personal life while you continue to get done what matters so that you can live your life with joy, purpose, and a more fulfilled life. Feel free to reach out to me with any questions you have. I'd love to help you on this journey. You can schedule your free consultation or sign up for a coaching session today at financialadventure.com. As a certified public accountant and certified life coach, I can help you set goals and develop a plan that will allow you to lead a happier and more sustainable life in your business, your career, or your personal life. I'm here to guide you through the financial aspects of your business, as well as help you focus on the strategies that you need to follow to reach the success that you want to achieve in your professional or personal life, and stay committed so that you can continue to keep pushing forward and relieve the stress, anxiety, and overwhelm that you're currently feeling. Having an accountant and certified life coach like me can provide you with valuable insights and ideas to help you simplify your life, which enables you to go back to enjoying your professional and your personal life. I work with business owners, accountants, and other financial professionals to create the actionable steps that they need to take to ultimately achieve their goals while getting relief from the stress and overwhelm they feel from the pressure of owning a business, deadlines, and the workload they face every day. If you're struggling with this as well and would like some help developing a solution, help strengthen and maintain your emotional health, increase your well-being, create a more positive, happy, and joyful life, set and achieve your goals, and manage your relationships, I'd love for you to join me in my Balanced Life Coaching Program so that you can live a more purposeful life. Each week, we meet privately one-on-one, and you get to bring whatever is on your mind on any given week. I also have a daily coaching program where you can talk to me whenever it works best for you, 24/7, any day of the week. In either program, you get to work on your highest priority, whatever you want more of in your life, or if there's something that's weighing on you heavily that you need coaching on, and we'll work through it together. Having a certified life coach like me helping you through all of this allows you to feel so seen and cared for, and the results are amazing. Everyone benefits when they work with a certified life coach. After every session, you feel energized and you know exactly what to do for the day or the week to come. And relief knowing that we'll meet again to go over anything that comes up after your session. You'll gain self-awareness while you take each step towards your goals. The investment in either of these programs is an easy yes for you. I've set these programs up in the most supportive way. If you're ready to join the Balanced Life Coaching Program, you can go to financialadventure.com and click on the Work With Me button. You'll see the link to join as well as additional information about the programs. Sign up now. There are limited spots available for these programs due to the one-on-one aspect, and they do sell out. If the payment link is gone, you can get on my wait list to join the programs when additional spots are available. I help people get results and live a more joyful life. I coach everybody on everything. I know there's something that you want in your life, and I can help you get it. I know this is something that you've been waiting for. I've been asked by many of my listeners to create these exact programs. The faster that you get access to the program, the quicker you'll see the possibilities that are available to you. I also have a risk-free guarantee. I believe so strongly that everyone benefits from coaching that when you sign up for the Balanced Life Coaching Program today, if for any reason you're not satisfied with your first session, you can send us an email and we'll refund you immediately. Are you ready to enjoy your life now? Why would you want to wait? Make this investment for yourself. Take the journey with me. Make it happen for yourself. Ask yourself why you need this program in your life right now. Are you ready to make bigger, bolder, stronger life goals? I'm looking forward to meeting with you soon and digging deeper to see where you currently are in your business or your career and start creating actionable steps so that you can reach your vision and your goals for the future, not only in your business or your career, but also in your personal life. I'm ready to work with you, see all of your successes, and watch you thrive in your business or your career while creating your best work-life balance. I'll post links to this and other valuable resources for business owners and accountants where you're listening to this podcast. And you know I'm going to ask, what's at least one thing that you'll take away from this episode that will help your business succeed and grow your bottom line? If you need some accountability, join our private Facebook community and post your action item. We'd love to support you. Thanks for taking the time to tune into this episode of Mastering Your Small Business Finances. If you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it for you, I'd love for you to give it a 5-star rating and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. Visit financialadventure.com for the show notes, links from this episode, and while you're there, leave a comment if you have a topic you're interested in learning more about that affects your bottom line. If you're looking for a community where you can ask questions and get feedback about your small business, join my private Facebook group. You can find the links to this group and more on financialadventure.com. And remember, any financial information shared on this podcast is not to be considered professional, financial, or tax advice and should not be solely relied upon. Please consult your CPA or tax advisor for an opinion on your specific circumstances. And looking forward to having you tune in next time. Until then, dream big, follow your heart, and love what you do.